May the words of my lips and the thoughts of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord and Saviour. Amen. Please sit down. I wonder if there are any good carpenters here and engineers. I'm sure there's some with some skills. My beautiful assistant here has been making a plumb line. I don't know if you use a plumb line in your work, but it's a good simple way of checking whether things are as they should be. And I wonder whether Wendy would just check whether that pillar to your left there is still straight. Because if the pillar was leaning over at a bit of an angle, we'd probably want to worry. How's it doing, Wendy?
We're okay.
The pillar is straight. Could you check Matt's chair there? I don't want his leg to be wobbly and him to fall crashing to the ground. Oh. Is it? It's straight and true. That's good to know. Thank you very much. So we've been making a plumb line as a way of testing whether things are right. And we heard in that first reading from Amos that God asked Amos, he sent Amos to be like a plumb line and to tell Israel how things were, tell the people what God was thinking, to make some sort of judgment. But people sent him away because they didn't like the truth that he spoke, because the things that he said were true, but they didn't want to hear it. And sometimes the facts are the facts, aren't they? And we have to face the reality of the crooked pillar or the way society can sometimes be cruel and not following God's ways. We're all taught to follow the truth, I'm sure. But what is the truth? Truth is a fine thing, but do we know what it is? Truth is associated with beauty, with virtue. Sometimes truth is disregarded by politicians, I wonder. On the world stage, no comment needs to be made. But don't they say that the truth will always come out? And often it does, but years later. Before my mum died in 2012, she got frail and she was too wobbly to live in her little flat in Southport. So Wendy and I looked with my other suitable nursing home for her. And we found a beautiful place called Barton Park in Southport, which had lovely furniture and curtains and looked really nice and classy. And my mum, liking those things, was delighted with it. So that's where she lived for nearly 2 years. And when you'd arrive there, they'd bring you a tray of tea with the finest china. And they seemed quite kind. And it was fine, but I think over time we realised it wasn't everything. And then the court case began, because the owner of this nursing home had been embezzling money from the elderly residents. Not my mum, I hasten to add. She wasn't rich enough, and I guess the residents who were on their own were more vulnerable. And the owner of the home and Rosemary, the manager of the home, have just been sentenced to jail. You may have seen it on the news. So the truth came out in that case, but a lot of people had to put themselves into some difficult places to bring out the truth. And we heard in the court reports how there was lots of manipulation and threats to try and hide the truth. And you can imagine the sort of things. The truth will set you free is another thing we hear from our Christian stories. But sometimes truth can get you into hot water. I wonder if there are times when you can think when you've told the truth or stood up for something that was important and right and good, and you've got yourself into a bit of hot water. So we hear that often in the Bible, and Jesus supremely got into a lot of trouble because of the truth that he told, the truth that God was about love and mercy, and people didn't like that message. So we thank God today for those who speak the truth, and I guess there's something about asking ourselves about are we still speaking the truth? And we need to ask ourselves, what is the truth? And I would suggest that it is about the ways of God, the ways of goodness. Even if you're not a particular believer, there's something about goodness and mercy and justice. These are the Christian values that we inherit and share and need preserving and protecting because they can easily be corroded. But we need the courage to speak out. I guess we need to be like Amos and have our own little plumb lines and be willing to say there's something wrong here. If the early church had followed the path of least resistance, we wouldn't be here today. Christianity would have disappeared. It took the folk to be brave and to be martyrs and to speak against the various empires that were around. So let us seek the truth. And as young Eleanor Ava joins the church, we welcome her into this community, this global community and family, where she will enrich our lives and she will also be enriched by the stories of truth and love and mercy and justice. We pray that God will bless her and prosper her every day of her life. Amen.